everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cui Weba Podcast Show. Craziness. Let's get started with my son. You know, he got a little trouble with his ex-girlfriend before his, what he got now. And he had to go to court today. But he got off. He got stay away from the girl 18 months. Stuff like that. And everything's fine. So Michael, good job. So proud of you. And everything. And guys, I know in the past episodes and all, that I asked everybody around Baltimore, social workers and people who know us and people who go to church to pray that I'll find my daughter, Jessica. Well, guess what? God answered y'all prayers. He answered my prayers. Michael, my little son, my little boy, he's 23, but he's still my little man. He took his little sister and his dad to dinner last Saturday. That's right. I found Jessica. Thanks for all of y'all blessings and prayers who was listening to the show and everything, who heard me and understood me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I owe it to my audience, too, who prayed. And thank you, because I just know you did, because it wouldn't have happened without y'all blessings and prayers. So who prayed, who gave us blessings, we are doing good. Jessica's doing okay now, but there's some things that going on with at home with her mother. Yeah, she's back with her mother because she's out of the system and everything. And when she turned 18, they took her out of the system. And she went back with her mother. And things is not really good there. It's been a little very ungood. And my ex, she got a new baby. I'm not the type to judge or downsize someone, but I'm in my 50s, so no more for me. But like I told y'all before, I know I talked in the past episodes and past seasons about my wife and how I was mad at her and everything. She might even hear these episodes, but guess what? Yesterday I was talking to her on the phone. Even my son said she was talking bad about me and all that stuff, and he must have got on her and everything. So she's in a bad situation with a guy, and they don't have no stuff for the baby. And Jessica's sleeping on the floor, and that's right, she's sleeping on the floor, and all this stuff is going on. And I blame Candy too, because if she would have stayed with me, she would have had all of this stuff, and she wouldn't have to go to what she's going to now. You know, she had all these programs. But being the guy like I am, and a lot of people was like me, would like to just put the past in the past and look forward to the future. I mean, I think it's a word for those kind of people who don't even worry about the past, but concentrate on the future. I mean, there's so much stuff happened in the past, they just forgive and just keep on moving on, because that's what you're supposed to do, right? Just forgive and just keep it moving. And like I said before, some husbands and wives stay mad at each other for life. To the day they go to their graves, don't speak to each other no. And some redeem, you know, redeem their friendship and all. I get the point. Like I said, I did things. I cheated. I went to strip clubs and stuff like that. I did my dirt, you know. I can tell you what I did. She would have to confess with the things that she did, you know, so on. If you want to hear about the things that I talked about and I did, just go to previous episodes and stuff. I'm not going to go on that because I'm doing so good. I even got my rent money ready for the rent. I guess electric's paid and all that. But back to what I was talking about. You never leave your children's mother behind. I mean, I still got my doubts and I'm still got my radar up and all, you know. And I know what she's capable of and stuff like that. And I know in the past episodes I was saying I didn't want nothing to do with her. But sometimes God reach and touch your heart. And you can't say no to Jesus. Everybody know that. You cannot say no to Jesus. And Jesus make a way, and he said, you got to do this. You just don't question him. Just do it. And family and people that work with me probably upset with her because Jessica is not in a really bad situation, but the guy called her out of her name. Candy was telling me that he called her a B. He called the baby a B. His own kid he called a B. And he talked about his back hurt and he got all of this and all. And now I see the situation. I see the clear picture of what's going on. You know, you live and you learn. You know, you breathe with your soul. Say that again. You breathe with your soul. Live and you learn. But still, not the type to judge because I'm not a great person either. But what I did to my kids, and I'm just blessed that Michael just pushed all that stuff aside and he want to be with his dad, you know. And he got a lovable girlfriend, and I'm going to bless the days, billions of days, so they can stay together. And I hope God keep them together because they're a great couple, you know. And hopefully she'll be my daughter-in-law, have me a little grandson that I can sport the heck out of. I mean, really sport him and then give him back to his parents. But y'all can see how happy I am in my voice that I found my daughter, my baby. I'm just happy. But I get all the credit to my son, Michael, because he did most of the work, you know. Now, we getting a meeting together so Jessica can get help. She eligible for services, like the services that I got. She eligible for that, so we can get some stuff. And possibility, we can help Candy out too to get some stuff for the baby and all. Because he's sleeping on the floor. He's sleeping on the floor. They don't have no furniture or nothing. She don't have no furniture in her house and stuff like that. And she's eligible for services. She's eligible for all kinds of services. I mean, from MTA mobility to car to ride services with MTA mobility. She can get services for the kid. Jessica can get a coordinator. She can get a coordinator. They both can get the same coordinator, state coordinator. And who knows? I'm just hoping that for the sake of her new baby and Jessica's mine, and Jessica will be taken care of, you know. We getting together. Michael asked, because Jessica is over Michael's. And hopefully he's staying with Michael and his girlfriend. And while he's doing that, we're getting things together right now. And I'm just going to give him some money every month, $200 every month. So Jessica can have some money in her pocket and do things. And once time goes along, I will reduce that money to like $200-$300, you know. But I want to put money in my bank account so I can have me an Agnes, just in case, you know, things go south and all. That way I'll have money to protect myself and keep going. Because I want to move, and I've been doing good and everything. Like I said, I know from the past and all and everything. But I think everything's going to be good, though. All this, you know. But I think everything will be good. So far, so good. Like I said, I talked to Candy, my ex, and I was even surprised that I talked to her. I'm like, what the hell? What's wrong with me? You know? But I know this is what Jesus would do too, and I know this is what God would want. And being a godly person and everything. And I know it's the right thing to do too. Because you turn your back against her and take her away from Jessica and then everybody turn their back on her, she ain't going to have nobody with that child. And I think she's in an abusive relationship. But she got her own place. That's the thing I don't understand either. She got her own place. She got a lease on her name. and she can take the guy out anytime she wants, you know? And Michael, my son, he's a slicker, you know? He's a really slicker. Because he called me yesterday. He said, "Hey, I got mom in the phone, you know?" And I'm like, "Okay, how's she doing?" "She's going to do good. You want to talk to her?" Michael, and she seems okay, Dad. You know, that's what he said. She being nice and everything. She talking nice and stuff. I like, okay, put her on the phone. And because he was in the store with Jessica and his girl, and handed me the phone, and she was talking nice and everything. So, but, you know, I got to tell you, everybody, I know my experience from the past. My guard is up. Until I know it's safe to put it down, it's on high alert. You know, that's right. It's on high alert. Like they say in the service, we went elevator yettle. It went to elevator yettle. One of the highest alerts the government goes on. That's where I'm at right now. It's just some things that I'm questioning, you know. But maybe I'm just going back to the past and all that, because maybe I'm just being overprotective of myself and stuff. I mean, maybe she is calling for help and she want to get out this relationship. She got her own place. She want to go on her life. She want to get this guy out of her life. And she got her own place. She want to move on. She want to be in her son's life. She want to be in her kid's life. And that's good. That's wonderful, you know. But I'm not going to have a guy call my daughter out of her name, on her name, like, you know, bitch and all that stuff. I'm not going to have that, you know. That's what he called her, a little bitch. That's what Candy told me. And I'm not going to have it. That's abusive right there. I mean, I'm not going to go do nothing stupid and anything. No, nothing's going to cost me to go to jail, stuff like that. I'm just going to handle it because I got so many people, my family and support people to handle this. There's no need for me to go do something stupid, you know. Even if I didn't have these, I would go get help and try to get my daughter out too, you know. But I'm thinking, yeah, just because we're not together, I think that we definitely can be friends. I mean, anybody go to YouTube, you know I'm on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, and all. Leave your comments about this. I mean, do you have children with your ex, and are y'all still friends now? Y'all better friends than y'all was together, or y'all still at each other's throats, you know, bickering about each other? If you're listening to your kids, like, stop fighting. Y'all not together no more. Just be friends, you know. Are you listening to your children? Or are they trying to get y'all back together and stuff like that? You know, some kids try to do that, you know. Some, you know, and I mean, it was very surprising that I did it, you know. I talked to her. But I did told her if we ever broke up, I told her, I just say the lines of the Michael Jackson song, "I'll be there." I told her, if you ever find someone new, he damn sure better be good to you, you know. But if he doesn't, I will be there. That's what I told her, you know. And I guess you remember that. And here I go, you know, but I'm not the type of person that's going to turn my back and say no. I'm not going to help her. I'm just going to help my daughter. No. I mean, Jessica don't like the guy. The guy don't like Jessica. And he got Candy. And I told Candy, that comes the package, you know. He got you. He has to like Jessica. He has to like the children that come that you have, you know. There's nothing going on in between us now. Nothing. I mean, we just talking, friends. And you got your own place, got my own place. We went on with our lives, you know. That's it. You know, and that's it. That's going to be it. But I'm not going to leave her with no little kid and this guy abusing her and all. You know, if I had the services and the people that can help her, I'm going to help her. You know, I don't know what y'all would do, people out there. I don't know. Y'all ladies would help your husband or boyfriend if he was in need and stuff like that. You know. And y'all now on good terms and stuff like that. He did a lot of stuff, or vice versa. And she did a lot of stuff, and you see your children in trouble, and she's in a bad situation. And you still love your mother, children mother, and you just want to make sure she's safe and the children are safe. You don't want to with a bad person, but you're cool with it, you know? You're cool with it. Y'all moved on. He's a good guy. He looked at him, he's safe around your children, but he's not. He's calling your children names and mistreating your children and all that. You want to step in, right? Don't care if you're man or woman. You want to step in. And you're going to do something. No? So that's what I'm doing. I mean, it's not about us trying to get back together. He mistreated my daughter, Jessica. So I'm stepping in. And we doing something about it, you know? And now, the things that Michael was telling me, that Jessica was sleeping on the floor, they didn't want Jeff, them going into the house and nothing and all. And this guy that was standing by the door, and Candy came out and all. They need to tell Jessica to act like she's sick and all. And Michael got on her. I guess Michael got on her that he wanted to see his sister, you know. And she finally gave in and everything. So now I'm talking to my daughter Jessica. She's doing great. She's so happy. She was her brother, and they were always close. They was really always close. So, and she's staying with Jessica, Michael and his girlfriend, and I guess Candy stayed the night there too, with them and all that. So I guess things will move on, you know. And hopefully we will be okay, you know. Hopefully they will be okay. And even if the kid is not mine, I'm a little concerned about the kid too and his safety. And it's just, to me, I just say, if she only, you know, listen, she wouldn't have to be in this situation, you know. She wouldn't even have to be in this situation. And it's really been a long road for the whole family, and hopefully we can do something about this. And I just wanted to share that with y'all, that we got Jessica, got Michael, now we get Donald, because we was going to get Ashley, but Ashley wasn't ready, and was missing miscommunication with Ashley and the person who keep Ashley. So next time we're going to get Ashley, and we're going to Golden Corrals. I'm treating the whole family. And as my kindness, I invited Candy to go with us too. And hopefully she will. And hopefully things will go great this meeting. Because I'm going to try to get her help too. I'm going to point out that she need help too. But this will be the last time, people. There's so many times that you can help a person and they just turn against you, stab you in the back, you know. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'm doing this out of the kind of my heart because God said so. And my daughter, she's in trouble. She's in a bad situation, mostly for her. But I'm not going to let a little child who didn't ask to come in this world to suffer too. And he don't have nothing. Even though the child's not mine, it's not right to do that, you know. And even though she's my ex and she did things, I did things, she did things, and so on, and so on, and so on. I'm just one of those guys that look back and say, that was that, this is now, I'm moving. That's the kind of guy I really is, you know. I just don't want the drama, the bickering, and all the aggregations and stuff like that. It's just overwhelming to me. And it's just too much, you know. And I just, hopefully we can just have a great relationship with our children together and watch our children grow up together. We don't have to be together. We don't have to be married. We don't have to get remarried. We don't have to reunite. We can be just good friends. We can shake and say, look what we did. We raised good children. And like I said, Candy was never like this. And it took a lot of other people to dig in her mind. Like I said, my shields are still up. You know, I'm still on high alert. I'm still on elevated yellow. And always watch your enemy. You know, I hate to call her that, but always watch your enemy. Because sometimes your enemy can turn and be your ally. You know, or it can be a friend or it can be a foe. You know, and we really got to watch those foes. The trolls, the foes, and the haters. And manipulators. And all those things in one person together. But, like I said, I know been with my wife, my ex-wife, for a long time. And she when I met her, she was this lovable, most beautiful, lovable angel on this earth. That's why I fell in love with her. That's why I married her. That's why I had children by her. And I know I'm talking about her like she's good now. But I think some church people who are listening will agree that God intervened. But the way I'm talking, because you go back and listen to some of the other podcasts, I think some of the church people would say the devil is still holding you too, because some people who go to church believe in God and really believe that you can re-erect people and redeem people. Probably say that I should give her a second chance and all that stuff. Don't judge her and stuff. I mean, you know what I'm saying. And I'm not, okay? I'm not. And all that stuff is sealed, crowned, gone. On my side. I don't know about her side yet. It seems like it's good. Seems like she's a friend. But that foe, that trick, that termination, that manipulation, and it still might be rising in that corner, you know. And the devil, he works in mysterious ways too. So you gotta watch that devil. You know, and he's a liar. He thinks he's gonna destroy me. He's a liar. Because God already got this. He already got this in control. Look how many people and countries he got on my podcast and I'm listening to. All the way from Russia, all the way over to the north part, the west coast of the United States. From Russia to the west side of the United States. I got countries and states listening to my podcast. I got promoters promoting my podcast. My second book is coming out. Mr. Boogie Shoes, April the 21st. At 12 a.m., it goes up. So remember that, people. Call you with Mr. Boogie Shoes, science fiction book, short story. Goes up April the 21st, 12 a.m., United States Eastern Time. And I just got so many stories to coming out, too. And this, in general, I just want to join my kids and watch them grow, you know. And I know God's going to give me that. You know. So, those who pray, just keep praying for the Whitlocks. Just keep praying that the enemy will stay away and God and his angels will come and protect. And hopefully God touch Candy heart and switch it around. And then hopefully we will see. Only time will tell. Only time will tell, people, which way this will go. You know? So I'm going to keep everybody updated. I'm going to let you know what happened in the meeting. And just see if they're trying to trick me or they're trying to be friends with me. But I really think it's the friends. I really think it's going to be the family, the love, and the achievement, and the joy, and the happiness, and everything that's under the heaven belt, you know. And I think it's really going to be, I'm not sure yet. I can't call it until we get deeper and deeper into the year. I think 2022 is going to be one of those years, you know, like, oh my goodness. That's what I think 2022 is going to be like. It's going to be like, oh my goodness. It's going to be oh my goodness year. And I mean, when I say oh my goodness, it's going to be one of those years of surprises all around the corners. And every corner is going to be a surprise. Like, you thought this was going to happen, but this happened. You thought this was going to happen, but it went this way. It went north. And you're like, it didn't go south? And you think this is going to go south, this is going to go north, and it went south. You know? And that's kind of year it's going to be one of those ups and downs, like the stock market. It's going to be one of those years, south, north, and sometimes it's going to be a straight line, you know. It's going to ride, like 2022 of Star Trek, yeah. Here we go. Star Trek. They announced the big one. They announced the big one. Paramount, CBS, Viacom. Y'all just announced the big one. The most people was waiting for. I know Discovery got a lot of fans, but this big one is the big one. You know, like I said, I already told you. Discovery don't get a fifth season, I'm not going to watch Strange New Worlds. I'm out for a whole 2 years, 2 or 3 years. I'm just shutting Star Trek down because it's not right. I mean, Alvin Brooks got 7 years, you know, and Deep Space Nine was doing real slow, but it started picked it up, you know, and he got 7 years of Deep Space Nine. And I think Sinead Mountain Green should get at least 5 or 6 years, you know, at least that, you know. You know, that's the way I think. You know, this show is really good and it's picking up its pace and it's starting to explore. It's a whole new show. It's 930 years in the future and it's a different Star Trek. And guess what? My wish came true. That's why I'm thanking Viacom, CBS, and Paramount. Like the old Gomer Pyle said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Root, I'm just one of the Discovery fans that I hope people who make Star Trek, cast and crew, listening to this, I'm so glad that you got a fifth year. Got a fifth season. You got a fifth season. You see how happy it is my voice? Oh my goodness. We get another season of Captain Burnham and her wonderful, amazing crew. The second best crew in Starfleet in the Star Trek universe. The second best crew ever. Ever, 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 ever. The second best crew. The first crew is Benjamin. Captain Benjamin crew of Deep Space Nine. Second, if it wasn't for that, y'all would be the first. But y'all are tied with him. Y'all are the crew. And I know, before this season is out, and before the fifth season begins, the fifth season is going to really kick ass. I know the writers are going to have some stuff for the fifth season. This, hopefully we get a 6th and maybe a 7th. It'll be the first Star Trek to get a 7th season since Voyager. And that's been a long, long time. And I hope we'll break that gap, that long gap of Star Trek getting 7th season. Maybe we might get an 8th season. Who knows? Because CBS got whole bunch of shows that passed 10 seasons, you know, and NBC. I mean, Law and Order went to 20 seasons. I ain't gonna expect 20 seasons now with Discovery, but I'm wishing a whole lot now. I'm over wishing. I mean, wishing with shit in my hand. That's like asking Donald Trump to knock himself in the head and say he's sorry to the American people. It's not going to happen, right? Right. So, I'm good with a fifth season. Let's just take it one day at a time. Sinead Mountain Green, you got a job. You got a job to do. You got to command the Discovery for fifth season. Okay, girl? Okay. Go get her, my queen. Go get her, my queen, Captain Queen. You the most beautiful woman ever was in Star Trek. The most beautiful. And show them those Vatans and Kleons and Borts. Who's a badass out there? Show them that Captain Berman is just like Captain Kirk and Captain Picard and Captain Benjamin. You know, you might be a little just better than them. You know, and if you're listening and anybody in her party is listening, I just want to let y'all know that she's one badass captain. And ain't afraid to kick ass. Okay, I know I'm not supposed to say that, but I just had to get it out because I'm a Star Trek fan and I'm a Captain Bourbon fan. And I'm a captain. And the whole crew is my favorite crew. And Discovery is my favorite ship. And I play Star Trek online and I got the Star Trek Discovery ship. And hopefully I'll get the Star Trek Discovery cast. And I know I'm sounding like a nerd now and everything, but I'm just so happy that my prayers have answered. I'm just so happy. I just can't stop talking about it. I just had to get on here to talk about my daughter Jessica, and the greatest news of all, my daughter Jessica found her, and Discovery is getting a fifth season. Those two is the reason I just had to make this and get on here and talk about this. And no, and fans, foes, haters, trolls, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, trolls and haters. Maybe one day you'll cross over and join us. You know, and the world of Star Trek will be one. I guess you know what I got that song from, huh? But until then, y'all Klingon, y'all Romulans, y'all at the dimension. That's why I see y'all as, and you and y'all enemies of the Federation. Discovery Federation, you know, and until you cross over and join us, I can't help you, you know. I love you, you Star Trek fans, and I love you. I know what you're waiting for. I know you're waiting for your show, and it's going to probably be a little bit more audience watching this show, and it's Discovery, but Discovery got a fifth season. Oh my God! 5 seasons of the greatest Star Trek show ever! One of the great Star Trek shows ever! Discovery and Deep Space Nine, the most lovable! I just hope the haters and the trolls one day cross over so y'all can get more fans. And it's up to y'all writers, okay? It's up to y'all writers of Discovery. It's time to kick ass now, okay? It's time to kick some ass, aliens' ass, right? Let's get some standalone episodes, okay? And let's start kicking ass. Let's go across the universe, across the galaxy, and show that Starfleet is back. Don't mess with us. Alright, I'm gonna stop swearing, okay, because I got kids listening to this. And I got preachers and people who go to church. I'm sorry, people, but my excitement and some of the things that happened, I'm just so excited about. You know. And wow, I still can't believe this, you know, I still can't believe this. I didn't think they was listening to me, you know, other people might have asked for this too on other podcasts, you know, probably heard me talk about this and asked Viacom and Paramount too. Of Discovery fans and all. So, probably not alone in this, you know. You probably heard my podcast, and they talked about it on their podcast. And we got it. Y'all heard us. We was loud, and y'all heard us. We got our fifth season. That's we got out this season. The gap is broken. If the first Star Trek show, it went through five seasons. Of course, Strange New Worlds probably gonna go past that, but we got it. That's all I'm saying. We got five seasons of Discovery. And I don't care. I don't care about season one, two, or three. I'm gonna watch every season. If after the fifth season it won't be no more Discovery, I'm going back to start from the beginning and just keep watching. And I'll be tuning in to Strange New Worlds because Lieutenant Uhura. Okay, that's one of the reasons I'm tuning in. And of course, also we got a Black Doctor on board Strange New Worlds. So I will be tuning in. Okay. Thank you, Paramount. Thank you, CBS. Thank you, crew. Thank you, cast. Thank you, director. Thank you, the person who discovered Discovery. Who created Discovery. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Woo. Yes. I'm sorry. Jesus is in the room right now. And he went down to Canada. He touched your heart. And he touched the hearts of the people who approved the show can get a fifth season. So whoever approved the show for a fifth season, you're going to be blessed, okay? You're going to be blessed in many ways that you imagine, okay? Let's don't talk about six or seven yet. I don't shoot the gun, okay? I don't shoot the gun too much. One bullet at a time. Oh, my goodness. Just one bullet at a time. I didn't even think we were going to get a third season. We got a fifth season. The way the haters were talking on YouTube, you know, they was brainwashing me. Until we got a fourth season, they just shut down. Seemed like a lot of haters just shut down, you know? And now we got a fifth season, they probably really in that corner crying. Somebody send them a tissue. You're lucky I'm not play on the show. You're lucky I'm not an actor from the Discovery. I will be on there. I will be on YouTube every day telling you like it is. That's why God just made me a fan. Because I will be on YouTube. Okay. I know why he just made me a fan. And the experts is the experts who's doing the show. We are family. Like the song say, we are family. Picard, Star Trek, Lower Decks, Pertusy, and they announced May the 5th, the one, the most fans, the old school, some of the old school haters of Discovery, who old school, they announced, and it was a spinoff from Discovery, so we gotta give Discovery credit for spinning this off to give it to y'all. So, went for Discovery, you wouldn't be getting this. I'm sorry. They announced, May the 5th, Star Trek, Strange New Worlds. Captain Christopher Pike and his number one and his crew and the most beautiful crew he's going to have, Lieutenant Uhura. Number one is beautiful too. Okay, he's beautiful and all the ladies are beautiful. Okay, but that's one reason why I'm going to be tuning in. And Paramount, CBS, I will not be canceling my subscription now. Discovery is getting a fifth season, and I will be continuing watching. Picard is coming March the 5th. Discovery will be back February the 10th, finishing up its fourth season. And Lower Decks will be getting its third season. Courtesy, that's how you announce it, per season, whatever. The last Star Trek show, the cartoon with Captain Janeway, that will be continuing at the end of 2022. It will take a break and continue. And I guess it will be back for the second season. Because it's good. It's really good. These kids, the captain, that they point captain, he got a little problem. And hopefully throughout the season, he will change. I mean, he has to work, he has to learn how to work with his crew. His crew loves him, and he has to get along with his crew, and he has to listen, you know, and it's a good show. Until then, that Star Trek with Captain Janeway in it, it's really good. I give it a 7.4 stars. Now, Lower Decks, so we got 5 and 10. Picard got 9 and 3 stars. Sorry, Picard. I ain't got nothing against you, man. I just don't have nothing against you. But hopefully Worf will come back. Hopefully I get Worf. We have Worf on it, what you call, and I get them back. But Picard will be back March the 5th. Strange New Worlds will be on May the 5th. That's right, May the 5th. Strange New Worlds. And then in the summer, Lower Decks will be back and everything. So, all the fans from the original to the new Star Trek, I think you need to write some letters to Paramount and CBS and thank them for all the Star Trek. You know, I think you really need to write some good letters, some really nice letters, and thank them for their appreciation and all the Star Trek they've given us. Back in the day, we had to wait for Star Trek. I mean, they really giving this to us now. And I think these people need some appreciation. And if y'all listening from the Studio Paramount from out there in Canada, where y'all filming at, the cast and crew from the Paramount Pictures, and everyone who work on Star Trek, from writers, the cast, crew, and everything. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your lovable, grateful, just hard work, you know. And from fans all over the world, I hope I speak for. From Picard to Discovery to Strange New Worlds to the original to Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and Enterprise, and the cartoons, we thank you, and we know there's more to come. So fans, so people who are listening, this is more about Jessica and Star Trek, but the next one we're going to get into other stuff. And I'm gonna put about maybe five or six more up here. And I'm gonna talk about more about Star Trek and more about Jessica and other things. So thanks again, Paramount. I just got thank you over and over, especially for the fifth season of Star Trek. Y'all guys at the Discovery, y'all doing a fantastic job. Y'all writers, y'all good. Y'all good. And I know y'all gonna get better. Strange New Worlds, you coming. You holding the torch. See what you can do. Okay? I can be rough too. And as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra, and we love you. Live long and prosper. And see you on the next episode of the Quay With Out podcast show.